Greetings, everybody. I'm James Gillen, your host on Eastside Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio. Just Google it. We're all over the place if you want to hear this show. And be sure and pass this on to others, because we are still getting shadow banned and censored and hacked and everything else to get these information out. So obviously we're over the target. But anyway, tonight's show is, are we really honoring Charlie Kirk and the true message of Jesus? And ending the controlled narrative with real disclosure concerning UFOs and massive incoming objects. So we're going to cover all that tonight. And so anyway, here's my take on things concerning Charlie Kirk. And as I said before, there's so many twists and turns concerning the event. It's like Socrates, Lincoln, Martin Luther King, you know, the attempts on Trump all over again, you know, assassinations and attempts, all of which never added up, and we've not been given the true story, the unaltered truth, for decades, so even centuries, concerning the past assassinations. So why would we expect anything else? You know, I'm finding it a full-time job keeping up with the breaking new contradictions and evidence. You know, allegedly, according to the leaked autopsy report, the magic bullet that looped around Charlie's jaw went up, hit C2 vertebrae, and then came back in reverse, doing a total 180. You know, and you know, it's like, it's totally impossible. It's that's just not going to happen. And you know, and it did not deflect off a bulletproof vest. He wasn't wearing one. So the fact that it was a 30-06, not to be graphic, a vertebrae would not stop a 30-06. It would have shattered and exploded out the back, leaving his head dangling. So I don't want to be graphic and put that image in your head, but that's the reality of what would have happened. So, you know, what they called the entrance wound, according to the video, you know, when he was shot, was nowhere near the C2 vertebrae. So it was much lower. So Charlie, you know, being a Superman, a man of steel, is a nice touch to match the narrative, but it won't hold up in real world ballistics or court, you know. He didn't have a titanium collarbone that deflected everything up into his C2. So, and then there was the high-speed video of the bullet coming from the back behind Charlie, which would make the exit wound in the front more plausible. And the shot could not have been taken from the location of the shooter on the roof without going through the front teeth and the upper jaw to hit the C2 vertebrae. So anyway, that program, you know, is off the table now. One thing that did get killed is the case against Tyler, if the autopsy was correct. So we're not saying this is correct. This is a leaked autopsy. That's all we know. Anyway, there's a boatload of other conflicting evidence, pictures, videos, and eyewitnesses, some of which need to be heavily scrutinized. You know, the men doing hand signals, grabbing things off the ground during the chaos, removing cameras, chips, driving him off in the SUV, no ambulance on standby, as mandatory for such large events. You know, two of the cameras in close proximity mysteriously went offline, and one body cam next to Charlie also went dead. What are the odds of that? You know, so many of the files were altered or deleted. One recovered had information about clearing the escape route, where, you know, where two guards mysteriously went off duty early. So one of his personal security guards was allegedly arrested, and he knew it was coming, you know. So we'll see what he has to say. But we can go on and on. You know, I must say this all looks extremely fishy. And how many times does it take, you know, a rooftop shooter to assassinate people to learn it might be a good idea to cover the roofs? You know, should be bodyguard 101. You know, these assassinations, you know, all had to be orchestrated, or you have the most incompetent police and secret service agencies on earth. The first thing you do at high-risk events is secure the roofs, the line of sight locations, establish a perimeter. You look for monkeys in the trees, basically toss up a few metal detectors at the entrances, get a few eyes on the ground, scanning the crowd. This is all becoming a major division between families and friends, even in the MAGA, movement. Folks are shaking their heads in disgust. So, it is a major distraction to my own inner peace, trying to hold a vibration of love, joy, and peace without getting caught up in all the drama and chaos, which is what they want. So it's taking precious time away to maintain our own personal connection with God, Creator, Great Spirit, where the real answers lie, and what we all need to be doing, raising our frequencies, activating our intuition and direct knowing capabilities. If those were activated, we would have saw through this day one. We wouldn't be waiting for all the news and conspiracy theories and everything else to figure it out. So anyway, but my whole thing, yet can we be the observer when it comes to silence in America, spying on Americans with over 70,000 cell phones being tagged at Charlie's Memorial? So everybody that went there, they know who you are, basically. There was also a high number of Israeli phones at the assassination. A lot of churches are being monitored, because to see where they're at with all this, So what are the odds of all this happening? Violating our rights to free speech and a right to privacy, the Constitution, assassinate anyone that speaks up, silencing anyone who can see behind the curtain. This is where things are headed if we don't wake up. So the doublespeak can't go on for much longer. People's real motives and agendas are being exposed, and this is the message they had to silence. So let's go ahead and play that one of the last messages of Charlie Kirk.
And Jewish donors, they have a lot of explaining to do, a lot of decoupling to do, because Jewish donors have been the number one funding mechanism of radical open border neoliberal quasi-Marxist policies, cultural institutions, and nonprofits. This is a beast created by secular Jews.
All right. Now, the American Jewish Committee openly said Charlie was anti-Semite and very dangerous. So, I mean, that's all you need to know, basically. The million-dollar question, the elephant in the room no one wants to address, is Turning Point going to stay the course, promote the teachings of Jesus, educate the students globally to end the social engineering, or be diverted to fully support the secular Jews Charlie warned about? Are we going to allow globalists deeply involved in funding anti-American groups, riots, flooding America with unvetted, illegal aliens, rising crime, and overtaxing the system take over? Here's a quote from George Soros, and this is not my words. I want to make really clear about that. So what he said is, "I'm going to bring down the United States by funding black hate groups. We'll put them into a mental trap and make them blame the white people. The black communities are the easiest to manipulate." And this is a quote from September 2014, made in Germany. Anyway, so Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation is suing the Tides Foundation, backed by George Soros, for allegedly withholding 33 million in donations, failing to honor, their promises. So Antifa also demonstrated against Soros Foundation for not being paid. In other words, all these riots and protests were sponsored and paid events in which Soros duped and stiffed the rioters and the protesters with no regard for their safety or their lives or their freedom, basically. Rioters' lives and freedoms didn't matter. You should have a new shirt, make a new shirt, Rioters' lives and freedoms matter, anyway. The same globalists backed the mass illegal migration invasion, leaving them high and dry after taxpayers said enough. They paid DAs to create a revolving door for murderers, rapists, criminals, and gang members with no bail, soft on crime policies. Soros also made some heavy donations to politicians to support all this chicanery. The government shutdown is due to the same politicians trying to increase their voting base by putting billions back into the budget to support illegal aliens. I could sure use 4,000 a month to keep Bisetti going. So could a lot of veterans, the poor and the homeless U.S. citizens. It's like, let's take care of home first. Anyway, we could all use a little help after the COVID shutdowns and runaway inflation. Now, here's a good one. Charlie refused $150 million to take a more supportive role with Israel. He also ordered an audit, concerning a lot of money within Turning Point that was allegedly misappropriated. Is the $150 million offer back on the books, and is there still going to be an audit? The solution to this mystery, like all crimes, is in following the money. Who gained and who felt that? Who gained at the end and who felt threatened? Who had the most to lose? Case closed. It's, the devil's in the details. All the chaos and everything else is just a smokescreen. Just basically follow the money and you'll figure out who was behind it. Here's something to ponder. Could this be a JFK Jr. event? Some people say he and his family were saved by a psyop faking his death. Just asking for a friend, on that one. I don't think we'll ever know until the Kabuki Theater is over. For all we know, Elvis is still alive. Rumor has it he was put in a witness protection program for helping take down organized crime. There's a guy out there, his voice matches and recent release photos are compelling. So anyway, I'm staying neutral on that one. I'm just saying it's out there. Check it out yourself. And I'm just pointing out the fact that the world we live in is crazy and nothing is as it seems. And so we got to start looking behind the curtain because what being shown is bull BS, basically. Anyway, I fully support the message of Jesus or Yeshua and Joseph, as his parents referred to him, as long as misinterpretations of his message do not create polarities and divisions. Each religion thinks they have the one true God. Their leaders believe their interpretations of what God is and what God wants has created the divisions and wars between cultures and nations. I have seen churches in the same town go to war, compete with each other over who owned the real teachings of Jesus and who had the correct interpretation of the Bible. And that's completely contrary to the teachings of Jesus or any other enlightened master, saint, or sage. This includes the political divisions, all of which have been perpetuated for thousands of years by kings and leaders who sought power over others and wanted what another king or leader had. There's never been a holy war, So each king or leader was operating outside of universal law, whipping their people into frenzies, creating false flags, demonizing their enemies, calling them heathens and ungodly, all for the sake of power, taking their land, gold, and women. Those other children of God in all their diversity. Some religious sects believe they are the chosen ones, claim titles they're not genetically entitled to. They treat others not within their sect as non-believers, not worthy of life, and you can take from and do whatever you want to them, as written in their interpretation of the Talmud. Women in some of these sects are subject to oppression, rape, some killed due to not adhering to their ungodly rules and oppressions. There's a practice called taqiyya, and it's used by some Muslim sects. And what you can do is you can lie and deceive, and the end justifies the means. As far as furthering your agenda or taking over countries. It looks like New York is next in line. Mamdani, the candidate for mayor, is Muslim, a socialist, and is looking like he is favored to win with a lot of false, unrealistic, unsustainable promises. Free everything, yet where did everything come from and who pays for it? Are we going to suffer the same fate as European countries where Christians and non-Muslims have been taken over? Jesus and Paul made it very clear when challenged by the Jews that if they were truly descendants of Abraham, they would do his work. He also said, because you're not doing his work, you're doing Satan's work, and your synagogues are the house of the devil. Jesus said, if you knew the Father, you would know me. Funny, I've used that one a few times, when being confronted by overzealous Christians, that are stuck in the intellect and can't drop into the heart. feel and listen. It's like, I said, take it up with Jesus. You have a problem with me, take it up with Jesus. I'm fine with that. Anyway, so what we are saying is not all Jews or Muslims are alike, as history has proven. Israel is split between a controlling, dominating faction and those who were once living alongside others in peace and want to go back to the old Palestinian ways. This was before 1948 when the Rothschilds established Israel. Those wacky, zany global New World Order eugenicists obsessed with power. All governments and all religions have those who want to dominate and control with total supremacy, alongside of those who want to make their own personal connection with God and serve the people and live in peace and prosper. There's no love or peace in dominating and controlling others. It's contrary to God's will. This is not anti-Semitic or anti-Muslim. It's history. These controlling and dominating forces have infiltrated almost every seat of power. This is the invisible war very few are talking about, and most have seen the consequences of not setting boundaries in the past and being over-tolerant. Universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all is God's will. It is in direct opposition to tyranny. The self-serving at the expense of others, those acting in ways that are harmful to humanity and the earth. It's really that simple. The intellectual rhetoric absent from the heart, the social engineering, all the divisionary tactics are inspired and fueled by a source that is anti-Christ consciousness. The hidden hand, unseen forces, many refer to as satanic Luciferians, the war and disease profiteers operating behind the scenes in the dark. Those that want to demoralize, divide, depopulate, and bankrupt America, one of the last bastions of freedom, are the problem. Russia, a Christian Orthodox country, is warring against the very same people. And they're denazifying and removing the Azov battalion, cleaning out the weaponized adrenochrome biolabs, and putting an end to the child and sex trafficking. This was cutting into the profits of the globalists and the rogue politicians, all the way up to the Bidens. We were not saving democracy by supporting Ukraine. We were saving their investments. Why do you think Hunter's still walking around free? He's got to get out of jail free card. Anyway, but there were constant intrusions by NATO undermining and breaking all previous peace agreements. Why? Because the warmongers, the integrity and morally challenged, were one way or another benefiting from the war and the decadence. I bet you didn't hear about that in the corporate-owned mainstream media. Not even Fox News will touch that one. Other than trying to impeach Trump for looking into it, possibly Biden shutting down the investigation was the real collusion, And then there's China, which you wait till you find out what's been happening with China. It's all going to come out, concerning Biden and Pelosi and a lot of mostly Democrats, and there are some rhinos too. They're all in the back pocket of China. This is all going to come out. So nowadays, with social engineering and AI, you can't believe your eyes or ears. If you depend on the lamestream news, internet, or any other channel for information, to establish your beliefs. And whenever you spell belief, you ought to spell it like BE and then LIE and then FS, because there's always a lie in belief. So anyway, if you've used that to establish your belief, most likely you've been misled. So there's a lot of people out there that have been social engineered, that are, paid protesters, and they think what they've been told is true, and most of it's crap, So anyway, without doing your own in-depth research, you're easily misled. You're probably likely misled too. So look at all the lies, falsehoods, and slander being perpetuated by the left, accusations that have been disproved redundantly that they still perpetuate along with their doublespeak. And does the left and some rhinos have their hands in the cookie jar? The ones screaming the loudest to perpetuate the wars, the divisions, enslaving the masses, and the depopulation agendas are the ones who took most of the cookies, basically. So in the end, those cookies will end up being poison because all the ill-gotten gain will be lost. Whatever you do to others will be done unto you. It's really simple. It's called karma, action, reaction. So you cannot take from another what is not rightfully yours or keep, what is not as well. So these are universal laws. All you're getting is short-term gain with a karmic reaction. And it takes it. Karma's a little slow sometimes, but it is thorough. So that's like nature. Nature's slow to react, but when she does, she's very thorough. So what happens to the people that expose those who go against universal law, those who lie, deceive, seek fame and self-enrichment at the expense of others? Their character are physically assassinated. I'm speaking from personal experience after attempts on my own life and baseless character assassinations, mainly from those who sold their souls to the beast, basically. A lot of money, especially in the UFO community, a lot of dark money came in, and a lot of people sold their soul, for fame and fortune. And anyway, I'm the Antichrist to them, so you're going to hear a lot of backstabbing going on. It's been going on forever. Anyway, my personal quest for truth involves two near-death experiences and over 40 years of intense study and initiations with masters and elders from around the world, seen and unseen. Having extensive training in how to discern, shield, heal, and remove unseen negative influences, as I can tell you many who claim to be leaders and masters, those people give their power away to do not deserve it. You start developing tools like discernment and intuition and direct knowing and things like that. And when you meet these people, you know right off the bat what their agendas are and their motives, and you're a threat to them. And that's basically what's going on. Charlie was a huge threat, to the morally and integrity challenged that are running the show anyway. Anyway, most of these people they come from is off. They're looking for acceptance and approval outside of themselves, power over others, and personal enrichment. And that is not an enlightened being. So with some of their spiritual egos are so engaged, they have such a degree of self-importance and entitlement, they're basically irredeemable. You can't even have a conversation with them. It's amazing. And they're distracting people rather than empowering them to make their own personal God connection. Even Jesus said, "Do not worship me," because it creates a dependency and it diminishes one's own personal God connection. So he's telling people, make your own connection with God. He was the exemplar Christ. Deep admiration and respect should come with his sacrifices. His prayer was, "Beloved Father, let them become one as we are one." He also said, "You search the scriptures in vain, for I speak of a living God." He did not speak of external gods. He spoke of the internal God, the temple within, which is where one accesses God. Why did he say God is closer than the hair on your head and heaven is all around you? As you believe, so it is. We are either creating heaven or hell or something in between due to our consciousness, our beliefs, choices, and actions. I'm not quoting exactly from the Bible due to there being so many Bibles with different interpretations. That's a book in itself. Many have already written. Let's talk about the 1900, the Bible of the 1900s.
Every church had a Bible like this. Every Christian family had a Bible like this, and they put their family genealogy, the weddings, and baptisms, and burials. It was all put inside the Bible, and you passed it down generation to generation. This particular Bible was published in 1905. Now, the reason I brought it out is that I want to show a map that's in this Bible. Now, mind you, the Scofield Bible was not published until 1913.
Right.
And I have in my office an original 1913 Scofield, which was the introduction of the Zionist heresies about a future state of Israel and separating the church from Israel and all that rapture stuff. That's where it came from. This is a 1905 Bible.
Pre-Scofield.
Pre-Scofield, with no Scofield notes in it. So, you open it up, And this is on page 13. I mean, this thing's big. I want to show you. Here is a map of the Holy Land. And it says, what?
Oh, Palestine of the Holy Land.
They misspelled Israel.
No.
Palestine.
Palestine.
Huh.
And all these Christian Zionists that tell me, Rick, there's never been a Palestine.
All right, so here's a still.
There it is.
Let's zoom in and show you here.
Yeah. So, yeah, you hear these people like John Hagee, there's never been a Palestine. Well, look at this Bible map from 1905.
And most Bibles,
yes,
from then had a map of
Palestine. And Palestine is in the Bible itself, in the Old Testament. So we're showing you this just because I'm trying to break through the propaganda, the confusion, the lies that the Zionists have implanted in millions of minds of Christians in America and told them there's never been a place called Palestine.
But I have a map, Rick.
There it is.
The Rothschilds rewrote the Bible to force-feed Zionism to Christians. In 1909, the Oxford University Press published Scofield's reference Bible, despite him having little academic training. Who was Oxford's biggest Zionist donor? The Rothschilds. This edited Bible teaches that the Jews are the chosen people to reclaim the land of Israel, despite the immense human cost. This was psychological warfare to brainwash Christians, and it indoctrinated past generations to believe a lie. Now, before I go any further, this video is strictly for entertainment purposes only and is protected by the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. So, Zionism is a satanic movement that started in 1897 when a man named Theodore Herzl claimed that he was going to find the land that God promised the Jews. But there's just one little problem with this. Theodore Herzl was an atheist. He did not even believe that God existed. So how is a man that does not believe that God even exists going to find the land that God promised to his chosen people? This man is Satan in disguise. Zionism is imperialism and it is devilish. It has gone and taken the lands of the Palestinian people, and through ethnic cleansing, terrorism, and a genocide, it has driven them out. And through that same terrorism, and with the backing of the United States government, it maintains its power. Once you understand that the founders of Zionism did not believe in God, it makes much more sense to you that they're able to mass murder people and actually claim that God wants them to do that. Oh, and by the way, Judaism originated in Africa. The first Jews in the world were African. Why do you think that DNA tests are banned in Israel? Well, surely it can't be because they don't want their citizens to realize that they're really not God's chosen people. So comment below and let me know, were you aware that the Rothschilds rewrote the Bible in 1909? And remember, this is strictly for entertainment purposes only.
One, it's going beyond the body and the personality, merging with your multidimensional eternal soul, accessing the ancient knowledge within. You know, knowledge is power, you know, a power the tyrants don't want you to access. Why else would their motto be keep the masses poor, sick, and stupid? Keep them divided, basically. I mean, that's their program. And so many are falling for it. Anyway, in one of my own near-death experiences, I went through the tunnels, through many planes and dimensions, saw loved ones, people I recognized, but did not stop to talk. I ended up in the plane of bliss. There was a golden white light, a consciousness and energy surrounded me. The love, joy, and bliss was unsurpassed. I was a light being, but there was a greater light, a consciousness and energy surrounding me. I had a conversation with that undid all the misunderstandings on earth as to the true nature of God. There was no judgment, no wrath, just pure unconditional love, joy, and bliss. You know, man created God in his own images, yet God is beyond the images of man. And it's also beyond the bearded little g gods, our ancient ancestors from the past who set up colonies from the stars. The ancient temple builders, you know, that their monuments are still here. You know, extreme technology beyond our imagination. So rather than divide and fight into who is right and who is wrong, maybe we're all wrong. You know, limited in our understanding of God, holding on to primitive and, you know, limited images, recycled ignorance passed down through the ages. When people gather, pray, and meditate, they open a door to higher dimensions in God. The more that gather, the bigger the door. It's all about intent. There will always be darker forces drawn to the light, those seen and unseen that will try to hijack or disrupt the event. Those with totally different intentions, basically. So we can see these challenges unfolding, you know, with those that want to redirect Turning Point, ignoring Charlie's warnings. So focus on the true teachings of Jesus without fear, guilt, or unworthiness. Creates a frequency, a vibration, staying in unity consciousness, and universal law is kryptonite to the fallen, the dark hearts operating outside of universal law. One thing I would caution is there are those professing to be on board with the true teachings of Jesus, yet they only seek power, control, fame, and enrichment. You know, Paul said, not all those who descended from Israel are Israel. Israel was created by the Rothschilds, who designated a patch of Palestinian land to be the new Israel. I might add, with the help of trillions of taxpayers' dollars, who are led to believe Israel will be, you know, where the chosen ones usher in the second coming. You know, many of the globalists came out of Khazar, you know, now known as Ukraine. It may come as a shock that the past leaders of Israel were either Ukrainian or European. Did the bell just go off in your head? You know, are you connecting the dots finally? Charlie was all about the true teachings of Jesus: love, forgiveness, compassion, unity, the sacredness of the family. He was a man of integrity and high moral standards. You know, he was about, you know, all about loving debate, helping people, especially the younger generation, get back on track, break the spell of integrally and morally challenged social engineering so prevalent in today's colleges. Making a statement about who is funding all the anti-American NGOs, social anti-American engineering in the universities, the riots, race and gender divisions, along with exposing the globalist political puppets, is a real career ender. So anyway, despite all the distractions and disunity, we can all get behind his message and make it the main focus, not let all the chaos and confusion misdirect our energies. You know, as Mother Mary said, universal peace will not come through governments or religions, but through the hearts and minds of the people. The power has and should always stay within the people, as in a true republic, people of impeccable integrity operating from their own heart and soul, which is where you find God. You know, those who are basically kind to others in the earth. It's really that simple. I don't care if you're an atheist or whatever, you know, whatever you believe, just be kind to others and be kind to the earth. You know, that's all you need to do. And, you know, we'll shift. Anyway, I want you to reason this. How did a terrorist become a terrorist? You know, were they terrorized? Did they or their families suffer great loss? You know, were they misled, socially engineered by the religion or the leadership? You know, are they killing because their God demands it? You know, does continuing to war upon them, or are they warring back, solve the problem? Did they get along fine in the past? If so, what happened? We need to research this. You know, what divided them? You know, know your history before taking one side or the other. You know, you really got to do some research on this. So, also too, is anyone sitting down and talking? You know, I know at least one leader that is, you know, we're all the wise ones with impeccable integrity in the room. You know, where are they? You know, is forgiveness even possible and moving on to a brighter future? You know, the answer and path to peace lies in each of the questions. So it also lies in the hearts and minds of the people who choose to live according to universal law, those seeking peace, unity, and the coming together of the people of Earth as one people, one planet under universal law. Not under draconian law, the law of the tyrants. That is when you'll be ready to join the rest of the universe in peace and take a quantum leap in evolution. Don't let the tyrants, the controllers, dominate and surveil your every move, take over your monetary system, take away your freedom and your God-given rights. Their world and time are coming to an end. You know, best not to attach yourself to it. All right, there's my rant for the day. And now I'm going to go into the UFO news. And in the UFO news, the Department of Defense, now the Department of War, has leaked a memo saying they have had contact with A1 Atlas, a very large ship with sentient life, saying they will arrive in, you know, around October 30th, right in time for Halloween. So put on your best alien costume and mingle. You know, heads up, might want to skip the gray or reptilian costume. It might not work out too well. So we've had contact since the 40s, you know, and you know, deals were made that were not in the highest and best good of the people. And this is all coming out. I would suggest stocking up on popcorn and enjoy the show, you know. Get some strawberry ice cream too. The aliens seem to love it. And know there are peaceful, benevolent aliens coming to help with the Great Awakening. Not coming to conquer, but you know, they're coming to empower and enlightened. You know, they're going to empower the individual and enlighten people as to the truth of their real history and the universe. They know more about Earth's history than anyone. So they know the origin of man and the origin of religions and everything. So the new Atlas telescope NASA launched to observe moving objects in space shows swarms of ships headed towards Earth. It also shows the fleets of ships circling the Earth, moving in every direction, speeding up, slowing down, making right angle turns, some over 20,000 miles an hour, similar to what we've been filming, you know, for the past 40 years, along with ongoing contact at SETI. You know, odd how NASA, congressional disclosure, the UFO community, and the conferences have censored and ignored that. You know, all agencies have been to SETI along with NASA and Lockheed. You know, they're all fully aware of the ongoing contacts. And, you know, they've come and spoken on the Art Bell show. They came on the air and said, yeah, the ships are here. They're not ours. We have no idea who they are. You know, they're way beyond our technology. So it makes one wonder if all America is just a big controlled narrative. So the James Webb Telescope has discovered some very large ships in our solar system, some behind or on the moon. Others behind are on Mars, massive ships parked near Jupiter. So the controlled narrative is over. You know, sorry, NASA, nuts and boltsers, planned opposition, imposers, the game is over. Anyway, NASA, never a straight answer, has a thousand egg omelets on their faces. You know, ancient aliens are going to have to change their name to here and now aliens. You know, keeping everybody looking backwards, you know, it's just another form of censorship, controlling the narrative, ignoring the ongoing contacts happening now. You know, we gave them all the information, who's on the benevolent ships, their customs and intentions. Some are ancient ancestors, others we know personally by name. So you never heard about that in their censored trip to SETI, or about the ships that appeared right on time, exactly when and where we said they would. You know, those waiting for the big invasion are going to be extremely disappointed. Most will just sit. They'll make their presence known and wait for us to behave ourselves. You know, officialdom and the news will be scrambling to cover it up or spin it. You know, just a bunch of rocks, folks, nothing to see here. They may push an unsuccessful false flag alien invasion with blue beam technology and back engineered ARVs and do weapons. So why do you think almost all the alien movies perpetuate fear? You know, there's movies out there about people's experiences that were totally hijacked. And what happened was an accident, and people were beamed up on the ship and healed and put back, were turned into this hellacious event and torture and everything else, just, you know, for the ratings, basically. Anyway, so you can't believe that. That's just entertainment. Pretty much the whole UFO community is entertainment right now. So they're not about disclosure. But here's something they always ignore, and that's the benevolent ones keeping the Earth from being taken over by the negative ETs, blocking kill shots from the sun, and deflecting ELEs, extinction-level events like comets and asteroids. Those who participate in the cover-up will claim to know these spiritually and technologically advanced beings, beings that will have nothing to do with them because they failed to meet the requirements. for contact. They lacked the integrity, the humility necessary for contact with spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders. It takes an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And most of these people are OLP challenged. I'll explain that. OLP is open mind, loving heart, pure intent. So anyway, most of these ships will be contacting ashrams, monasteries, temples, people who are spiritually adept. You know, many Native American reservations have been and will be contact points. You know, quite a few open-minded farmers fit the bill. The contact with, you know, negative degenerate ETs has come to an end. Their contract is up, so they're done. You know, anyway, the Star Nations are going to fulfill the prophecies. We're going to join the greater family of man, take a quantum leap in evolution, followed by 1,000 years of peace. The days of tyranny will come to an end. We're going to have to stay calm, do our part to usher all of this in. We have to rise to the occasion. Universal law is coming. Universal peace, brother-sisterly love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. What they call the golden age. You know, there will be a series of transitions to make this happen. So we're going through exciting times, so buckle up because we're in for a wild ride. The whole earth is going. That's why the Schumann resonance is widening out off the scale, raising our frequencies for weeks. You know, time is folding. The temporal wars are coming to an end with the old matrix collapsing. It's causing a lot of sleepless nights, crazy dreams, emotional roller coasters, body aches and pains. It's all preparation. The earth will once again become the emerald jewel of the universe. So anyway, that is the visions I've had and the dreams I've had. And eventually we will go back to this just beautiful emerald pearl with a nice gold energy surrounding it, which is the golden energy of pure unconditional love and joy and peace. It's like the seventh dimension, basically. And everything else is just going to be transmuted. So anyway, that's where we're headed, most of us, those that choose universal law and choose to be kind to each other and the earth. So on that note, I'm signing out. Have a great evening and watch the skies. It's getting busy.
You now say this is not only an alien spaceship, but it's nuclear powered. Why are you saying that?
Well, thanks for having me. First, I should say that if the light that we observe from this object is reflection of sunlight, its size needs to be bigger than Manhattan Island, 20 kilometers or so. And there isn't enough rocky material in interstellar space to deliver a rock of that size earlier than 10,000 years from now. So the question is, what is it? And its orbit, the trajectory that it takes, is aligned with the plane of the planets around the sun to within 5 degrees. That's a chance of one in 500. And moreover, the
what does that tell you? What does that trajectory tell you?
Well, it indicates that perhaps it was designed by some intelligence.
That's because something steering it.
Not necessarily, but the trajectory itself was chosen to be such that this object will pass close to Mars, Venus, and Jupiter. The chance of that happening, the timing of its arrival is perfect for that, with a likelihood of 1 in 20,000. And so I'm just saying we should observe it. It doesn't look like it's a random occurrence. You know, the size, the trajectory, the fact that it comes so close to three planets in our solar system, and actually it comes closest to the sun on October 29th, when the Earth would be on the other side of the sun. We won't be able to observe it.
Passed by Mars, and they caught this photo of it. It has no comet tail or asteroid particleage coming out of the back of it. That's the same photo with the black removed in the background, taken by the Mars rover because it just passed super close to Mars. So NASA angled the camera towards it, shot photon protein fiber beams. That's the best way to get the best imagery. And look at that. It is a cylinder in its shapeage, and it is throwing the scientific community into a tizzy. But what's the craziest is the Mars rover picked up a frequencies from it. It's kind of like Morse code-esque, but not that, because of course alien entities would not.
Like I said, you'd see the interference And then a big one would come in. And here it comes. I said it before I got off my live stream on YouTube. I called it. And here it comes in. I told you this.
Wow. Look at the size of that. Look at the size of that one. Let's go. Holy cow. That is a big meteor.
All human life originated in Lyra. And when Lyra fell during a war, long before this one of the stars there exploded, they migrated out from Lyra during a war in order to preserve the race, and they went to different parts of our galaxy. So all human life originated from Lyra originally. Because of their environment, they will, from generation to generation, pick up physical changes depending upon the surface and the organics of their planets and so on and so forth. The different colored race skins have to do with genetics involving the stars in which that they're exposed to. So that's basically where they came from.
So their primary home star then is...
Pat,
oh
is it by it?
Oh my gosh, there's one coming towards the mountain while the other one's going all the
way. Oh yeah.
Those, and you were saying satellites don't go like that, right? They go on an orbit.
I can't get this guy.
Oh my gosh, a little bit of a tail.
Oh, he is, he's powering up.
Yes.
Whoa, look at that, look at that. Whoa. Whoa, that was an incredible one. That was a nice, I got it all on film. I got that one on film. That was a white out your screen moment. That was an epic moment there.
I'm like on emotional.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.